Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revelle, and this is Value Side at the Close. Stocks close higher after GOP offers budget compromise. That and today's market comment just ahead. It felt more like a grumpy Monday than a Wednesday, as stocks stumbled through the morning. By noon, equities began to get their balance, and soon they headed higher. Interestingly, today, the market was not headed by the formerly red-hot energy companies. An off-the-cuff remark by Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm that all tools are on the table to cut rising energy costs, and included in that were releasing oil from our strategic reserves, as well as even banning oil exports. This had the predictable result of dropping crude oil prices and their underlying oil stocks. At the close, oil was down about 2.5%, and our two major oil companies were also down, Chevron about 1%, ExxonMobil about 2%. This took some of the inflation worries away from the market, and they liked that a lot. And finally, it just remained for Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell to announce the GOP's willingness to extend the debt limit until December. That really put the finishing touches on today's turnaround. So here at the close, the Dow rallies about 300 points to finish in the green, as did the Standard & Poor's 500 and NASDAQ, all positive for the day. But the small-cap Russell 2000 never could quite make it out of the red. Gold, silver, platinum, and the long bond all up, mid-maturities flat. Cryptos, especially Bitcoin, really took off today. Bitcoin closes up 6.5% on the day. And that's today's look at the market at the close. Stay tuned for today's comment, Who Sets Interest Rates? Well, ask just about anyone on Wall Street how interest rates are set, and they'll likely tell you that the Federal Reserve sets interest rates. And indeed, one of the Fed's principal committees is the Open Market Committee, whose principal responsibility is to set the Fed's monetary policy, of which short-term interest rates are a key part. You no doubt heard about their latest meeting, where the FOMC, to a great fanfare, set the latest short-term rates at 0.25%, unchanged from what it's been the last several months. But these are only short-term rates, and technically only short-term rates for their member banks. What about the other rates, the rest of the yield curve, if you will? How are medium and long-term interest rates set? Now, to answer that question, let me introduce the world's most underestimated financial market, the $21 trillion U.S. Treasuries market. This market consists of all the bills and notes and agencies and bonds that are currently outstanding by the U.S. Treasury. And as you would suspect, this is a market that is constantly moving, constantly adjusting to new conditions in the economy and the financial world. Right now, the big jump in inflation is causing the Treasury markets to adjust to new assumptions on where this country is going. High inflation is being translated into higher interest rates. But it's a very subtle, very much under most people's radar process. Now, the best place to see these changes in the Treasury markets is by watching the weekly auctions that take place. Usually 3 to 5 auctions take place each and every week. This week, we've already had 2 Treasury auctions with a 3rd scheduled for tomorrow. Incidentally, you can participate in these auctions if you like by going to treasurydirect.gov. And in fact, most of the data that I'm sharing with you this morning comes from that website. Anyway, if you look at the Treasury's auction, you'll see that most of the yields are indeed moving higher right now, consistent with those inflation numbers. But the moves are steady, not very big, usually about 0.5 basis point higher in yield, or a yield increase of 0.005. Hardly anything to write home about. And this is a good thing. It shows a very orderly transition in the treasuries as they go from historically low interest rates to a more normal value. What you're not seeing is the chaotic, disoriented treasury market that we've seen in some countries like Venezuela a couple of years ago, when inflation went wild down there. What we're seeing here in the U.S. Treasury markets is exactly what we'd expect and hope to see, a steady, measured response to an overall environment of higher prices. So the answer to the question of who sets interest rates is, for short-term bank interest, the Federal Open Market Committee. But for virtually all other interest rates, and especially for long-term interest rates, the driving force is the U.S. Treasuries market, a free and open market moving to properly allocate interest. The fact that this market is proceeding in an orderly and measured fashion right now is very good news, and an indication that while none of us like inflation, it's not currently out of control like what we've seen in other countries. And that's the value side for Wednesday, October 6th. I'm David Revelle. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work.